Today's Shir is Masechta Menachas Daf Yotes. We will begin on Daf Yot Ches Amabez, three lines from the bottom. In our previous Shir, we had learned that Machloikas, the Tanav our Mishnah, said that the Yitzika of the oil of the carbon Mincha may be done by Azar. Rav Shimon, as we learned in our previous Shir, holds it may not be done with Azar. And the Gemara established at the end of our previous Shir, clearly, our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Reb Shimon. But ask the Gemara, my time, the Rabbanon, what is the basis for the opinion of the Rabbanon who hold that the Yitzika may be done with a Zor? Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, when it speaks about the Korban Mincha, the Pasuk is teaching us, Mekemitza ve'elech mitzvah kuhuna. The mitzvah of the kuhuna only begins about a kohen. And Tosfos actually points out that that's somewhat inaccurate, because we know, as we've been discussing, before the kemitza takes place, we have the agosha and the tenufa, and they too must be done by the kohen, because anything that involves coming close to the mizbeach may not be done by a zor. The reason the Gemara isn't bothered with that question, says Tosfos, because as we've said many times in our shiurim, the halacha of kamitz of korban mincha, the four corresponding avoidance by the korban mincha, which are corresponding to the carbon, regular carbon, kamitza, kabbalah, halacha, and aktara. So even though hagasha and tenufa are important steps in the process of a korban mincha, since we don't have corresponding steps by carbon, regular carbon, they're not focused on, but they certainly may only be done by a kohen. Limra yitzika belila, but what we do learn, says the Gemara, that yitzika and belila k'sher bizar. Rav Shimon, who, as we just mentioned, says that yitzika may not be done by Yisrael. Where does he take it from? He says, because the pasuk says, b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim. That pasuk is, the pasuk is using the words b'nei Aaron kahanim between the halacha of yitzika and kemitza. And the way Rav Shimon is going to explain this pasuk, mikra nidish lefanav l'achrov. He explains the pasuk that we should explain the pasuk that the word kohen goes both what is stated right before and what is stated right afterwards. A kahanim should be taken back to what it says before v'yotzak al ha-shemen and must be a kohen, and what it says afterwards, the kametz misham, also must be done by the kohen. Ask the Gemara, the sover of Shimon, is that the way that Rav Shimon asked the Gemara explains the pasuk? The sover of Shimon mikra nidrish lefanav l'achrov, is that the way Rav Shimon explains the pasuk that it should go in both directions? For Tanya, the Brisa says, the pasuk says, it says that the word betzpoy, both which is situated between the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sadam and the mitzvah of Nesina Sadam on the corners of the mizbeach. So according to this, we should learn betzpoy v'lokach. We learn melamishle to Kabbalah el biyadimin. We should learn from this pasuk that the Kabbalah has to be with the right side. For as we learned, wherever the Torah uses the word etzba, it comes to teach us the right hand. And we should also use the word etzba v'nosan, b'loy sh'tein the sina, the putting of the blood on the mizbeach, also should be el b'yamin, with the right hand. The Amar of Shimon, but Rav Shimon disagrees, and he says, v'chinem miyad b'kabbalah, the word etzba, says Rav Shimon, should not be referenced back to the word v'lakach, but it only should be applied to the halacha of how we place the dam, but not how we do kabbalah sadam. So he says v'chayav le'nemar yad b'kabbalah. So teaches us from Shimon, since the word yad, the halacha that it has to be done with the right hand, is not referring to the kabbalah, kiba b'smol. Therefore, if the Kabbalah Sadam according to Rav Shimon was done with the left hand, the halacha is that it's kosher. And says the Gemara, and says Abaya, what is the basis of this machlokes? Vamar Abaya, b'mikra nidish lefan of lachra kamifgi, the machlokes between the Tanakam Rishamin, the Tanakam of Shimon, is how to understand this pasuk. According to the Tanakam, we take the word betzboy and pull it in two directions, both to what is stated before regarding the Kabbalah and what is stated afterwards to Zrikas Adam. And therefore, and Rav Shimon says that we only apply the word Betzpa on the Zrikas Adam. So we see that Rav Shimon does not suggest, does not follow the concept of Mikra Nidrash Lefanov Lefanov Alachrov. The Achroinim ask that the Gemara should have asked this question also in the Chachamim. Regarding the Kamitza, the Chachamim are agreement that Mekamitz Ve'elch Mitzvah Kuhuna, and they don't agree that the Yitzika has to be done by a Kayin. And here, they are taking, as we just said, the word Betzboi, and pulling it in both directions. So the Sefer Chayit Nosson explains that even though we just learned that the opinion of the Chacham is Mikra Nidrish Lefan of La'achrov, the Chacham of the opinion, that only is in a when the Pasuk can easily be explained that the word goes in both directions. The Pasuk that we just discussed, where the Pasuk says, V'lokach ha'koy medam ha'chatzis betzpov v'nos ha'karnas b'zbaich ha'ilam, that easily, the word betzpov, could go in both directions. But in the Pasuk of Yotzikol HaShemen, V'nosel HaLavayna, V'vniya b'nei Aaron HaKahana, V'kam Tshem B'loi Kum Tzai, the Pasuk is really simply only referring to the Kamitza, not to the Yitzika. Where it's not that obvious that that's what the Pasuk meant to say, the Chum don't apply the concept of Mikra Nidrish Lefanov La'achrov. So says the Gemara, so if that's the case, we go back. L'hayinu Tamid Rav Shimon, what is the reason for Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yotzak l'Hashem v'nosun l'avayanam, the Pasuk we just read, V'viyah b'nei Aaron ha'kan v'kamitz misham b'loi kamitza. Says Rav Shimon that the Vav, that says V'viyoy, is Moisif Alinyan Rishon, to teach us that the halachas are the same. And just like the Kamitza requires a Kayin, the Vav is coming to teach us that so too is the halacha regarding the Yitzika, that it requires through the Kayin. And that's how he learns. Now, the Brisker Rav has a question: how to understand the concept of Vav Moisev and Yeroshin? Doesn't mean that it's as if it's explicit in the Torah because of that Vav, or is it considered a Hekesh, and therefore will be limited to the halachas of a Hekesh? And he suggests that it should only be considered a Hekesh. It should not be considered as if it says it explicitly in the Torah. Says the Gemara, V'savar Rav Shimon Vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon. Does Rav Shimon actually hold this concept of Vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon? El Mata, the Ksiv, where the Pasuk says, when the Torah speaks about a carbon oilo, the Pasuk says, V'shaka is bar apalkul fnei Hashem, V'kriva b'nei Aaron ha'kanim sadam, V'zarku ha'sadam ha'zbeach saviv. And Chazal ha'masechti zvachim daf yud gimel amrav teaches, V'kriva is the Kabbal sadam. And says the Gemara, based on that, that the Torah says, V'kriva b'nei Aaron ha'kanim, the halacha should be, V'kabbal ha'elech mitzvah kohuna, the halacha of Kabbalah, from Kabbalah on, must be done by Kahanim. However, Malam al Shchita Shikshayr Bazar. The Shchita could be done with Yisrael. But ask the Gemara, Eler Rav Shimon Vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon, if Rav Shimon subscribes to the concept of Vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon. So the word Vekrivoi is connecting the Aloch of Kabbalah to the Aloch of Shchita. And if the Aloch by Kabbalah is that it must be done by Kayin, Hachinami, so then we should say that the Shchita, the Zor, Tei Psula, because the Torah is connecting the Shchita to the Kabbalah. And just like the Kabbalah must be done by a Kohen, so too should the Shchita have to be done by a Kohen. answers the Gemara Shani Asud Amakra. The pasuk says, "V'samach yada al roish ha'ola v'nitzlo l'chapalov v'shachres ben abakar." So the Torah connects the shechita. The Torah connects the shechita to the smicha, and the halacha is mas smicha bezarim, just like the smicha is done by the by Yisrael. Af shechita, so too the shechita is done. The shechita is done by Yisrael, and we don't learn, and we don't use the concept of vav moisvel and yerishin. And as I was learning this gemara, I thought that this could be a riot to the Brisker Rav. Because the Vav Moisevel in Yerishin is considered as if it's beferish, as if it's explicit in the Torah, then how could the Hekesh of Smicha to Shechita override that? If we'll say that Vav Moisevel in Yerishin also only represents a Hekesh, so what the Gemara is saying is that we'll stick to this Hekesh. But if it's considered as if it was explicit, then we couldn't rely. We cannot rely on that to say that it's strong in Vav Moisvel and Yerishin. Ask the Gemara, if we're taking that approach, so ask the Gemara, Imas Smicha Babalim, who's the one that does the Smicha? The owners. So should we not learn from here that Af Shechita, that the Shechita should be done Babalim? Answers the Gemara, Hulei Matzis Amit. You can't suggest that, because we'll make the following Kavachoyman. Because Maz Rika Dika Kapara, the Zrika is the primary step that brings the kapara through the carbon. Loi baye balim, we don't need owner for it. Shechita, the lav ikka kapara, the shechita which is not the main step in the kapara, loi kol shkein, certainly doesn't have to be done through the owners. The chitema, so we'll suggest that kal v'chaymer is not a valid kal v'chaymer, because ein dona efshir misha efshir. The shechita, which could be done through the owners, because it doesn't require a kohen. The zrika, which requires kohanim, obviously we cannot say it should be done through the owner, because the owner is not obviously necessarily kohen. Answers the Gemara, Goli Rachman b'Yom Kippurim. The Torah, when it speaks about the avoda of the par kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, says v'hikra kohen as par aschata shaloi v'chipa ba'ad ba'ad beisoi. The Torah says specifically by the power of Yom Kippur that it should be done by the owner, the Kohen Gadol. Only there does the Torah make such a requirement. From here we see Shechita Ba'alma by all other Kabbanas, Loi Be'in and Ba'alim, we don't need the owner to do the Shechita. So Karen Oyer asks, how can we learn that Shechita should be done by the owners, because the smicha is done by the owners? The smicha has a halacha that smicha cannot be done through a shliach. As the pasuk says, we're going to learn it later in our masechta, on daf tzad gimel, yodai v'lo yad shluchai, then only the owner can do smicha, no one else. Shechita is something that's always done through a shliach. As the pasuk says, v'shachto yisra kol das yisra ben abayim, and the Gemara asks, v'chi kol akol Shechtim, you can't have everybody doing the shechita. El echad a makan shluchu shladam k'maisai. So why was the Gemara's havamina to compare the shechita to and smicha? So the Karen Ayra answers that the pasuk of the shechta is called das Yisrael. That pasuk speaking by Karban Pesach. By Karban Pesach, there's no aloch of smicha, and therefore the shechita would not require the owners either. But when we speak about other kabbanas that have a chi of smicha, the Gemara is suggesting that the halacha should be that just like the smicha must be done by the owner, so too must the shechita be done by the owner. He also wants to suggest that the Gemara says smicha has to be done by the owner, the Gemara, and shechita has to be done by the owner. It means somebody was appointed as a shliach of the owner. The Gemara here says that shechita does not have to be done by the owners. The question is that many places in Shas, it does say that the owner should be the one to shecht the carbon. So the Rishonim point out that, of course, one pshat, that if at all possible, it should be done by the owners. Another pshat is that even if it's not being done by the owner himself, it is the owner's obligation to appoint a shliach to do the shchita and not just rely that the shchita is being done. The Achronim quote the Zohar. The Zohar says that the kohen should not shecht. And here, well, what does that mean? So some suggest that what the Zohar means to say is that the kohen should not be the one to shecht the karban yachid. A karban yachid, as we're learning now, is primarily the responsibility of the owner. And if the owner doesn't shecht himself, he should appoint a shliach, but not a kohen. Another pshat that I saw is that what the Zohar means to say is that a kohen may be the one to shecht the karban, but the kohen may not wear the big day kahuna when he shechts the karban. And the reason is because the Gemara discusses in many places in Shas that the big day kahuna was shatless. So by an avoid that requires a kohen, the Torah says that even though the big day kahuna is shatless, the kohen may do the avoid even though it's shatness. But in a case like the shchita, which doesn't require a kohen, the halacha will not allow a kohen to do the shchita in the big dikuna when it's not something that's required to be done by a kohen. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, come up with Shinam B'Torah V'Chukah. Wherever the Torah uses the word Torah and Chukah, Eina El Akiv, means that this is absolutely essential. Says the Gemara, Kusal Kedatach, what does the Gemara mean to say? Tate B'inan, that you have to have both of these words, Torah and Chukah. Tereksiv, as we find that the Torah, when it speaks about the Parah Adumah, begins with the word Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, and from those words of Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, we learn that all these rules are absolutely essential. Simen etatz yakmal. Ask the Gemara, very nazar, the light ksibe ela tyra. The Torah only uses the word tyra by nazar. Torah says, zois tyra sa nazar ashiida. And yet, amarav, tenufa ben nazar ma'akavis. That the tenufa, the waving of the kabbanis of the nazar, is absolutely essential, even though the Torah didn't use the word chukah. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hassam, in the parsha of the Nazar, Kivin the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kefi Nidra Yidar, Kas Kenyas Al Taurus Nizroi. Mikan, from here we learn, the Ksiv Bukhukadami. The Torah using these words is the equivalent, the Torah uses these words are the equivalent to, as if it said, Chukah. The reason this Gemara is brought here is we're going to be learning many halachas of Karban Mincha, where halacha is that they're essential, and certain halachas are not essential, and that's why the Gemara brings this sugya here. Ask them about Taida. What about the Karban Taida? Like Sibay Ela Taira. There too, the Taira only uses the word Taira. Zoyis Taira Zevach Hashlamim Ashiyakv Hashem Imal Taida Yakravenu V'tanan Arba Shabbataida, we've learned often that with a Karban Taida you bring 4 times 10 loaves, 3 which are chametz and 1 that's matzah. And the halacha is, Machmas says that they're all absolutely essential. Why? It doesn't say Torah Chukah. Answers the Gemara Sani, this is the Nazar. The Torah connects the halacha of Taida to Nazar, the Ksiv, Al Zevach, Taida Shlomim, Vamar, Shlom of Rabbi Shalmei Nazar. So we just learned, by Nazar, everything is essential, so too will be the halacha by a Taida. Ask my very Metzaira, when we speak about the halachas of the Metzaira, that the Torah again only uses the word, like Sibayel Taira, Torah says, Zoyis Tia Taira Metzaira, and with Tanan, the Mishnah we're going to learn, teaches us, Abba Minish Metzaira, that the Metzaira, when he finishes being a Metzaira, has to bring Eitz Erez, Ezov, Shnei Talas and Shnei Tzipirim. The loch is the Makmazah. They're all essential. Answers the Mara. Shani also Mekivin the Ksiv Zois Tia Tiras Mitzayra. When the Torah used the word Tia, command the Ksibe Chukadami. The Torah is teaching us it's absolutely essential. Asna ver Yom Kippurim, the like Sibay El Chuka. By Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, V'aysel Lachem Chukas Oilam B'chadish Shvi, V'aysel Lachadish Tanis Nafshasech V'kam Alokha Leisasu. And then the Mishnah says, in Masech later we're going to learn, Dachov Zayin, Tanan, Shnei Say Yom Kippurim, Akmazazazah, even though it doesn't say, it only says Chukka, not Torah. And therefore, the Gemara amends itself. Ella, if the Torah, it says either the word oi Torah, oi Chukka, either word is Ma'akav. Shah Kabonis, by other Kabonis, the Ksibu Torah, loi Ma'akvi. So explains the Gemara. Torah, the word Torah needs Chukka. For Chukka, but if the Torah says the word Chukka, loi by Torah, says the Gemara, Torah Chukka Kama. We just said the Rav says you have to have Torah v'chukka. Answers the Gemara Hachikamer. This is the way to understand what Rav said. The way to understand Rav said is like this. Even if the Torah uses the word Torah, iksav chukka in, if the Torah accompanies it with the word chukka, good, v'loi loi. And therefore, if the Torah did not say the word chukka, it's not essential, but we can learn from Rav that what is the halacha of chukka alone. As of Rav Mincha, the ksiba, chukka, the Torah uses the word chukka. The Torah says, kol zachar b'nei Aaron yechlenu chayk oilam dar seichem, and says the word Amar Rav, kol makum sheichse b'taras mincha, where the Torah repeats the halacha, so we know we've learned many times, the halacha by kachim is shana lov akasav lakav. When the Torah says the halacha twice, it's essential. Whoever Torah says the same halacha twice, their halacha is ena el la'akif. Hichser, only because it's stated twice, is it essential. Loi hichser, but if it's not stated twice, loi. Even though the Torah uses the word chukka, answers the Gemara, shani hasam, when the Torah uses the word chukka regarding kama mincha, the kik siv chukka achila ksiva. It's referring to the achila element, but not to the other halachos of the kavim mincha. Asked Rav Aleichem Panim, the lechem upon him, the ksiv chukka achila ksiva. The pasuk says regarding the lechem upon him, v'achlu b'makom kodesh k'kodesh k'doshim hi hu lo mish Hashem choyk oylam. And tanan, we're going to learn a mishnah on davchav zayin shnei sedar ma'akim zezeh. The two rows of the lechem upon him are essential. Shnei bezichim, the two spoons of levoina that are put on top of the shulchan, ma'akim zezeh. However, v'abzichim, hasadarim v'abzichim ma'akim zezeh, that all of these things are ma'akim zezeh. But the chukah in that pasuk is only referring to the achila. And we just learned, asked the Gemara, when the word chukah is speaking about achila, it means only achila halachas are essential, nothing else. Says the Gemara, Ella, correct. When the Torah used the word chukka regarding achila, it's referring to all the halachas. Vishani hasam. So now we have a question. By the carbon mincha, the Torah uses the word chukka regarding the achila, and the Gemara said that it only refers to achila, nothing else. It says, no, Shani Asna Makra, the pasuk says, Victa Akonis Asgerosoi, Mi Girsha Umishamna. And the Torah doesn't say Gerish Ushemin, to teach us that if you're missing part of it, then it's possible. So to teach us Gerish Ushemin, Makvin, why did the Torah have to say this? To teach us only the barley and the oil are essential. Ain dava achim akiv. All the other halachas are not ma'akiv. So to wrap up, wherever the Torah says the word Torah alone, it's not essential. By Nazir Toide Mitzayra, we learn it from other psukim. Anywhere the Torah says Chukah alone, it is essential. And even if it says it just regarding the achila, it will apply to all the halachas. The Karban Mincha is the exception, because the Torah uses the word megarshim mishamna to teach us only those halachas makiv, nothing else. Where the Torah says the word Torah and chukah together, there certainly it's essential. Gufa, says the Gemara, I'm a Rav. Rav just taught us that kamakam shechser l'cha akos b'tayrus mincha, wherever the Torah repeats a halacha and hilchas mincha, the halacha is ena el akiv. It's there to teach us. It's absolutely essential. Shmuel amagerish v'shemen ma'akvin. Only these two halachas is the halacha that they are essential. No other halacha of kavod mincha is essential. Ask the Gemara, is that true? According to Shmuel, even when the Torah repeats halacha, it's not essential. How can we say that? Particularly, as we said before, whenever the Torah repeats halacha, it's absolutely essential. As says the Gemara, therefore, Ella, Kalecha the Tanabe Krah, wherever the Torah repeats halacha, the halacha is Vadim Akiv, it's certainly essential. For Hacha, the question that Rav and Shmuel are debating, but Meloi Kamsa Kamifligi, they're arguing over the halacha of Meloi Kamsa. The Tanya, the Torah says regarding the Kamitza, the Kamit Misham Meloi Kamsa. Another place does the Torah say, what is the difference of wording coming to teach us? Tells us the Gemara, Shalayasa Mida Lekoimitz. A person is not allowed to figure out how much carbon mincha fits into the palm of his hand, and then use a measuring cup to do the kamitza that way. Tysus has a little different version. Tysus' version is that of course, kamitza cannot be done by kli, but what it means is that maybe you should have a kli assist you in doing the kamitza. The halacha is that all that is unacceptable. Rav's opinion is this halacha is another example of nami tamei bekra. It's a halacha that was repeated. The Ksiv, when the Torah speaks about the eighth day of the Miluim, the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which we often refer to, which was the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, V'yakav es ha-mincha v'yimala kapim memenu, that we learn from here that you have to do it with your hand, you may not do it with any other way. Shmuel says that we can't consider that a repetition of the halacha, because Shmuel says that was a one-time event, and Shmuel says for Darius Mishalay Opinion to teach us what the halacha is in future generations from something which is a one-time event, we can't learn. Ask the Gemara for Loyal Shmuel Darius Mishal. Shmuel doesn't learn something that will happen in the future from something that happened once, but Tanan the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that Peichesem and Alf teaches us Kli Alach. The kalim that are used for liquids. We have many liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. The bowls for which were used to do Zrikas Adam. Anything that was used for wine or oil. Mekachin Salach. If you put a liquid into that klisharis, it becomes Kodesh. Umidas Hayovish. Things that are used to measure dry things. Mekachin Hayovish. It's interesting that by the Kli Alach, it says Kli Alach. By Midas Hayovish, it doesn't say Kli Hayovish. It says Midas Hayovish. So Rashi and Masechta Zvachim explains. As we just said, there were kalim that were used for liquids, not just to measure them. And therefore, all of those kalim are called Kli Alach. The only time we find that kalim klisharis we use for yavish is only for measuring. And therefore, since it's only used for measuring, we use the word midas hayavish. Taisa says that what the Gemara really means to say is that there's difference how you measure liquid versus how you measure yavish. When you measure liquid, you can't overfill it. It's going to spill. When you measure yavish, you can overfill it. So again, midas yavish mekatzin seyavish. However, says the Mishnah there, vein kli alach mekatzin seyavish. You can't use a keli meant for liquid for something dry, and vice versa. V'loy midas yavish mekatzin seyavish. We can't use a keli for yavish to do for liquid. V'amish Shmuel. And Shmuel says that when the Mishnah says the kli alach en mekatzin seyavish, loy shanu ela midas. If something was meant to measure a liquid measure in a loig, since it was used for measuring, it can't be used for measuring solids. Aval, if you have a clear lach that were used to hold clear lach, which we gave examples, mizrakos, the bowls that they did the zrikas hadam from, mekachin, they can, if you put yovish in it, it does become kaddish. They can be used to hold dry measure also. The ksiv, because the pasuk says, the Torah in Parshas Nosoi teaches us in great detail how the Nesiim, by the inauguration of the Mishkan, brought everyday karbonis. And the pasuk says, Karas kesef achash loisha mei mishkola, mizrug echad kesef shim mishek mishek al-kaidish, shneim alei soilus bululus shem al-mitchal. So we see from here that a keli that was used, the keli that was used for lach, was also used to hold, we also hold to use yavish. So this halacha, as we well know, this pasuk that the Torah tells us about the Nesiim bringing the kabbonis, is mentioned 12 times to each one of the Nesiim. So Tosfos asks, why don't we say that? Why don't we apply over here the concept of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim? If the Torah repeats something, it's not here to teach us for other places. And this is not just taught once, it's taught 12 times. So the Achroinim explain that Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim is only when the two psukim that are used to teach us this halacha are stated in two different places in the Torah. And therefore, what we learn from there is that the Torah said in these two different places, it's to teach us that Ein Melamdim anywhere else. But when the same pasuk is repeated in the same subject, we don't say Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ein Melamdim. The others explain the halach here, the Torah is telling us a one-time event. Something which happened only one time, we don't say the rule of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. But what we did learn from here is that from this pasuk, which was a one-time event, we learned to other places. So how could you say that Shmuel's opinion is the Doyrus Mishol Lo Yalpinon? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, we can't bring a raya from there because the Torah said the same halacha traces imnin. Since the Torah said it so many times, the Torah meant to teach us something, that this should be applied in other places. The fact that the Torah, which is so sparing over here, said it over so many times. Amalei Rav Kahana v'Asi l'Rav, is that true that wherever the Torah repeats a halacha b'kav mincha, it's essential? Ask the Gemara Hagosha, the halacha that we bring the kav mincha next to the corner of the Mizbeach, the Tanabek crop, that asked the Gemara is repeated in the Pasuk, and yet, loy ma'akva. It's not essential, because we learned in our Mishnah, loy hegish, if we didn't do it our kasha, ksherid the kavimich is still kasha. Says the Gemara, man tanabei, asked the Gemara, where was it repeated? The ksiv zoyz taras amincha, hakrif oysel b'nei aron l'fnei Hashem p'nei mizbeach. Says the Gemara, so isn't that a repetition? Says the Gemara, no. That pasuk is for a different purpose. Hahu l'kfoy loy makam udasa. The Torah is coming to teach us a new halacha. And that is that we have to bring the karban mincha next to the, where do you have to bring the karban mincha next to the mizbeach? Says the Gemara, and then indeed, not just to tell us that that's the purpose of the pasuk, but the Gemara wants to help us understand exactly where by the mizbeach did they bring the karban mincha. The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Hakrav Oysa b'nei Aron l'fnei Hashem, Yoch v'mariv. The side facing The opening of the Beis HaMikdash is on the west side. Tamalayim al-Pnei Mizbeach, it has to be facing the Mizbeach, which is the south side. So says the Gemara, Yeh al-Pnei Mizbeach, Yochel B'Dorim. That will mean the south side. Tamalayim al-Pnei Hashem, which means the west side. How Ketzad? How do we reconcile these two Pesukim? Says the Gemara, Magisha B'Keren Dremes Maravis. The Karmich is brought to the southwest corner. Keneged Chugai Shel Keren. You put it right by the corner. The loch is v'dayoy, it's enough. What does the word v'dayoy come to teach us? The Gemara Masechta teaches us that if you didn't have it touch the Mizbeach itself, that the Mincha itself did not touch the Mizbeach, only the Keli, that the loch is, it's satisfactory. The another pshat that the Taras HaKodesh says is that what the Torah, very bechidish, he suggested what the Torah would prefer actually is to have the Karban Mincha first put on the south side and then on the west side. What the Gemara is teaching, what the Torah, what the Brice is teaching us, if you don't want to do two steps, the west side and the south side, you could put it by the corner for Dayoy and that will be good enough. Rabbi Elazar Omer says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar learns the Pasuk differently. He says, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem, that means the west side. And it says, Pnei Mizbeach, which means the south side. Yochel Yagishen al Marav Shel Keren, you should put it on the west side of the corner, and also Drayim Shel Keren. Amrit Kamak Shet Moitzi Shteim Across, says the Gemara, wherever you find two Pesukim, Ech Mekayim Atzim Mekayim Chaveri, and one Pasuk is able to be reconciled with both Pesukim. Ech mekayim atzma vatlas chaveroi, but one Pasuk only to be explained, but it'll be contradictory to the other Pasuk. The rule is, menichen amekayim atzma vatlas chaveroi, we put to the side the Pasuk that will not be able to fulfill both Pesukim. For Tosim, ash mekayim atzma mekayim chaveroi, we prefer the Pasuk that could help us fulfill both. When the Pasuk says Lufnei Hashem, B'marav, it means the west side. By doing on the west side, B'talta Pnei Mizbeach, we ignore Pnei Mizbeach, which means Dorim. Shata Oimel Pnei Mizbeach B'Dorim, Kiyamta Lufnei Hashem. So ask the Gemara the obvious question, V'hechen Kiyamta, how could you say that putting on the south helps you do both Pesukim? Lifnei Hashem is only the south, but it doesn't solve. Pnei Mizbeach is the south, but it doesn't satisfy Lifnei Hashem. Amar Rav Ashi, Kesavra Haytana Kula Mizbeach V'Tzofen Koy. We've discussed many times in Masechet Zvachim exactly where was the Mizbeach situated in the Azara. Was it in the middle, facing the door? And the Mizbeach was facing the entrance to the Heichal and to the Ulam, or was the Mizbeach completely on the north side? And if we say it was completely on the north side, then the south side of the Mizbeach was a direct straight line into the opening of the base of the Heichal and of the Ulam and the Heichal. So that's the difference between the two versions. If we say that the Mizbeach was in the middle, so then we have to have the southwest corner. If we say that the Mizbeach was completely in the north, the south side satisfied both Pnei Hashem and Pnei HaMizbeach. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid to Rebbe says that we know Chazal teach us, the Shulchan Shel Adam, a person's table is like the Mizbeach. And therefore he says that just like we're learning when we speak about the Mizbeach, the halacha was that the Kohanim had a special halacha of Hagosha, of bringing the Karban Mincha to the Mizbeach. So too, he says, that if we're comparing our tables to the Mizbeach, we should treat our table just like we treat the Mizbeach. And it should be somebody choshev, the job of bringing the food, especially to the table on Shabbos and Yontif, is something that should be done by the most important person at the table. And I saw that the Chashukei Chemed, picking up on this concept, says that why is the halacha that the Kahanim, the most important people, did the Hagosha? He says that by doing Hagosha, it brings achnah, shows that we're not going to be arrogant. We're going to be humble and modest. And we're ready to do everything it takes to avoid this Hashem and not rely on others. So too, when we sit by the Shabbos table, the halacha should be that the person who is the host shows modesty and shows how important to him the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, the mitzvah, especially we have guests at the Shabbos table, should be done by the host himself and not by anyone else.